Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 4th. The Paonia water emergency entered its third week today. After a break in its main line emptied water reserves, 27 water companies outside of town were turned off. And some areas within Paonia town limits have also had their water shut off in order to keep the rest of the system pressurized. Now here on Monday, water is expected to be turned back on to those areas and companies, but slowly. More water has been produced at the town's 2 million gallon storage tank than has been consumed, and reserves were siphoned into the tank from Rober Reservoir over the weekend to bolster the supply of raw water on hand. Since a local and county emergency were declared last week, a Colorado State Incident Management Team has been in Paonia to help coordinate all of the statewide agencies that are responding to the emergency. The Southwest Incident Management Team set up its command post at the VOTEC right in downtown Paonia. The group was busy all weekend, coordinating efforts at the springs that are feeding the storage tanks, as well as monitoring the repair of leaks in the system. Doug Fritz, incident commander for the Southwest Incident Management Team, took time out of his busy schedule on Saturday to speak with KVNF News. He said that it was a busy day for the team.
Well, we're seeing a lot of people come by for drinking water at the town hall and getting potable water and non-potable water. We've got some buckets and we're seeing a lot of people rushing in. It's pretty amazing.
The management team helps provide resources for local and county agencies that might need more manpower or tools to help get through the water emergency. Members of this team have responded to natural disasters around the country. Here's how Fritz described the team's purpose.
Right now we're supporting the town. We've been brought in to help the town manage some of the issues they have with water distribution for the public, and also help them with getting the message out to the citizens about things like water conservation and when we start turning the water back on, how to do it safely for their places, and information about the boil orders that will be coming into the areas that are getting their water turned on.
As more water is pumped back into the system and areas that have been turned off are turned back on again, it is important to be patient. Not everyone will get service back instantly. It takes time to recharge the system. And when your water does come back on, boil it for consumption. And officials urge those who do have water service to continue all conservation efforts.
I think the big thing for everyone is to cooperate, pull together, and try to make sure that water conservation is at the top of the list. If we could save water, we could build up the system's capacity really quick. And things are going really well for us at the moment, and a little bit of conservation and a little bit of patience while we turn the system back on fully is going to go a long way.
A tricky part of restoring water service has to do with water heaters. A number of problems can be created when water heaters are emptied and then refilled. A hotline has been set up by the management team for just that purpose. If any Paonia Water customer has concerns about their hot water heater and its maintenance during this emergency, call 527-4820. The volunteer dispatcher will send a plumber out to your location as soon as possible. The number again for the heating helpline is 527-4820, and they will be answering your calls from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. today. And a community meeting has been set for Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Members of the incident management team, as well as Paonia staff, will be on hand to answer questions and update the town about the water emergency. The site of that meeting is not yet determined, but stay tuned to KVNF News for the exact location of the town meeting on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. And remember that both potable and non-potable water is available behind Town Hall. Take your empty jugs and fill them from the trucks behind Paonia Town Hall anytime during the day today. And as always, stay tuned to KVNF News for more on this story. States that rely on the Colorado River are struggling to finish plans to deal with dwindling water supplies. Luke Runyon has more.
In early February, the federal government gave officials in Arizona and California another month to wrap up drought contingency plans, but the states were unable to agree on the details to keep the river's biggest reservoirs, Lakes Mead and Powell, from crashing. And now they've missed another deadline. Jeff Keitlinger is the head of the Water Agency for the Greater Los Angeles Area.
I think most people realize that we should have resolved this some time ago. We are spending time that would be better spent on trying to solve bigger and deeper issues. We need to get this to close.
The feds are now accepting comments from governors of the seven Colorado River states on the best way forward, which it could use to bypass the states and come up with its own plan to manage the overtaxed river system. I'm Luke Runyon.
A bill that expands the sexual education curriculum in Colorado has cleared another hurdle at the state capitol. KVNF's Scott Franz reports.
A Senate committee heard more than 8 hours of testimony yesterday before it voted to advance the bill on a party-line vote. It would ban schools from only teaching students about abstinence. It would also get more students to learn about consent, birth control, and different sexual orientations. Democratic State Senator Rhonda Fields supports the effort.
This bill teaches self-acceptance without promoting stigma and shame.
Critics of the legislation argue parents and school boards should decide what students learn about sex. The bill has already passed the House. It's expected to head to the Senate soon for a final series of votes. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Patients who receive surprise medical bills for services their insurance company already has paid for may get some help from Colorado lawmakers. Eric Gladys has the story.
A new bill making its way through the Colorado legislature would protect consumers from surprise out-of-network bills in situations where they either didn't know they were being sent out-of-network or didn't have a choice. The law would have helped Zoe Williams. 2 years after her child was transferred to Denver Health for a broken leg, Williams was summoned to court for more than $15,000 in medical bills she thought her insurance company already had paid.
There was no way that we could come up with that amount of money. And we also knew what the impact would be if we were to have a judgment entered against us. And it just didn't seem like it could be possibly fair to do that to people.
Under current law, healthcare providers are supposed to negotiate out-of-network payments with state-regulated insurance companies. But providers can and do bill consumers directly and often take them to court if they don't pay. House Bill 1174 would require providers to inform consumers about their rights and would cap pay rates for out-of-network services. Critics of the measure argue that providers should be compensated at higher than in-network rates. I'm Eric Galatis.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 4th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.